The records are perfect. The dreams are intact. The possibilities, endless for fans. Coaches, probably not so much. As the old saying goes, the hay will soon be in the barn. The uniforms will go on. The scoreboards will begin to ring up success or failure on the 2019 campaign. Welcome to a brand new season of the High School Playbook. This is our gathering spot each week to talk with players and coaches about the games. Two times every week. Hope you'll gather with us for prep football conversation about our Upper Cumberland teams. Saturday morning, we'll bring you the first reaction on Rock 93.7, 9 a.m. from Chick-fil-A, as we visit with coaches and players about what happened Friday night. Then Thursday night at 6 on News Talk 94.1, we preview the week's biggest games. Hope you can set an appointment for both hours of football talk, Upper Cumberland football talk, that'll continue all the way into basketball season. This year, the Upper Cumberland football landscape remains largely unchanged, with new coaches only at White County and Cumberland County. And White County made the decision to step away from its conference after 1 year in a Southern Middle Tennessee division. Leading the Warriors into 2019, first-year head coach Mark Frazier.
Well, you know, we've came in with a lot of new guys. There's a lot of guys that came out that have never played football before. So we've seen a lot of improvement. Now, we still got a long, long way to go. But a lot of guys are coming out learning how to practice correctly, learning what's expected of them day to day, you know, on the practice field and the weight room and things like that. So as far as that, I think we're getting there. Like I said, we still have a lot of improvement to be made, but the kids are working hard and they're figuring out what we want them to do and doing their best to achieve it. So it's been, like I said, an improvement, but we still gaining on it though.
Of course. I've seen all the stories that have been written. You've kind of held this mentality of, you know, rebuilding is one brick at a time. Kind of talk about that and what's been the toughest improvement you've seen your team make so far?
Well, just to clarify, I have never said one brick at a time. Everybody in Tennessee that's ever heard Butch Jones say that's going to come get me fired before I even get started, if that's the case. But no, but it is a step-by-step process, you know, as far as that goes. The guys have to get better, you know, in weight room, you know, things that are, listen, every football coach, that's every coach knows, you've got to get stronger, got to get faster. So we've tried to work on those aspects, just like every other team in the area is doing. I do think that, you know, we've had some guys that maybe haven't been in that situation before, so maybe it's been a little tougher to get that started. But like I said, kids are buying in and they're starting to work hard, and you know, I'm proud of them so far. So
absolutely. So on the flip side, what's been the biggest improvement or the biggest change you've seen them made since you've started there?
Well, the biggest change, there's a lot of changes that we made. Of course, we came in and really tried to change the culture is probably the biggest thing that we've had to work on. You know, it's been a program that's not seen a lot of success, not just over the past few years, but over the past 20, 30 years. So that's a tough situation, you know, to try to get kids to believe in themselves. And so that's really the biggest thing we've got to do is develop a culture of winning and you know, getting the kids to believe that they can be successful on the football field. So
right now, if you had to name a leader of this team, or I guess kind of a captain of this team, who right now has really stepped up for you and has been that voice in the locker room?
We got several guys. I wouldn't want to name just one. We've got several guys that are seniors that have really stepped up. Jacob Rittenberry is our offensive lineman, is really become a leader of that group. Dustin Guy is a senior who defensive line wise is doing the same thing along with Eric King. Both guys are seniors there that work really hard, and the guys follow them when they work hard. The rest of the group, you know, does as well. Will Griggs is a guy that's a good athlete. He works hard in the weight room. Cedric Leff, which is our quarterback, a senior, he's really trying to encourage people and trying to get them to do things the right way. So we got several guys that are working to be leaders. And, you know, that's a work in progress, too. It's tough. You kind of got to learn how to do that at times. So I've been proud of those guys for stepping up and being vocal leaders and then, you know, showing showing that same effort when we get on the practice field and in the weight room. So,
you know, obviously a lot of improvements had to happen on the offensive side of the ball. What changes have you made there to kind of allow them to be a little bit more open and successful this year?
Well, the biggest thing is we want to be physical up front. It's no secret, again, that being physical is the key to football. So our offensive line is the key. We've got some kids that are we've got some young kids there. We do have a couple seniors on that offensive line as well. So that's really the bottom line. If those guys can produce like we think they can, and, you know, like I said, still got a lot of work to go, a lot of things to improve upon. But if we're going to be successful offensively or defensively, it's going to start with those guys up front. So they're the key to our season so far.
Week one won't exactly ease the Warriors into a new year. They host Cannon County and the Wing T offense. While he's seen a lot of improvement from his players, Frazier says he knows they have a tough task in front of them in their season opener. Last year saw Upperman reel off 13 straight wins before losing to Alcoa 27-14 in the playoffs. This season presents second-year head coach Adam Kane with a challenge in the form of replacing Blake Metzger and Cole Bush, who combined for 2,823 yards of offense, 49 touchdowns. The challenge, Kane says, has been finding an identity on offense.
You know, they've been going as planned. We had a really tough preseason camp that we got through, and had some injuries, had some kids banged up, and slowly but surely trying to get them back healthy so that we can be, you know, full strength when the season rolls around.
You're bringing back a very, very good majority of your team. You've got 12 incoming seniors, but you are having to replace 10 seniors from last year. What's been the toughest challenge of replacing that experience so far for this team?
Yeah, the toughest part has been, you know, trying to find our offensive identity. You know, we had a great running back, Blake Metzger, last year, and you know, he had a historic season, and you know, whenever we got in a bind, we could turn around and hand the ball to him, and we don't have that anymore. So we've had to kind of find more creative ways to move the ball and to move the chain. And then we've also broken in some new offensive linemen, and it's been a little bit more of a task than we expected. But slowly but surely, we're finding our way, and we're fortunate that we have a, you know, a three-year returning quarterback in Donovan McAllister. And, you know, he can make plays when we need him to. And he's been good about, you know, bailing us out when we get in trouble. But the biggest part is just, you know, trying to rework our offensive identity, I guess.
How do you go about replacing the production of players like Blake Metzger and Cole Bush?
Yeah, I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out. You know, Blake had close to 2,000 yards rushing, and Cole had right at 850 yards receiving. So that's, you know, a big chunk of our offense right there. And, you know, we got some kids working hard to, you know, to fill those roles. But I don't know that you just say, okay, he's going to replace them, because those were two, you know, historically great players, you know, for Upperman High School. And I think the key for us is just, again, being creative on how we're, you know, how we get those yards. And you know, it may look a little different. We may have to play better defense than this year, you know, if we're not able to score as many points. Or maybe we're going to have to play a lot more ball control on offense. But, you know, we're hard at work trying to figure out all the answers to all those questions. But it was a very good group of seniors. And, you know, like I said, there's several linemen. You know, our starting center and two of our guards. And then, you know, all four of our receivers are gone. So, you know, fortunately, we've got some experience back on the defensive side of the ball, and, you know, some talent on the offense that right now has got some youth, some inexperience, but, you know, we're hard at work and trying to get better every single day.
How do you build off that momentum from last year and going into this year?
One thing that we've talked about kind of being our motto this year is better. And we're trying as a team and as individuals to, you know, to be better every single day at what we do, on the field, off the field, the whole deal. And so that's been a, you know, something that we focused on. I do think our practice habits are improved from last year as a group. You know, I think our discipline is improving on every single day. And I think that's a byproduct of having success last year, that you can get kids to, you know, buy into those kind of, I guess, slogans, if you will. And because they felt the energy and the enthusiasm behind last year's team, you know, they're a lot more apt to embrace and buy into those kind of ideals. And we have, these kids, you know, we're a lot further along in terms of our, you know, our discipline and our understanding of what it takes to win. Our issue is, you know, when you lose those kids that we've talked about before, you got to find other guys to produce. And I don't think you do that until, you know, you go through some Friday night ball games and figure out who, you know, who's got the guts and the courage to step up and make plays. And those are things we're talking about on a daily basis.
Week one, Upperman takes on Cookeville High. These two teams played last year in a game that the Bees won 23-7. For them to have that same kind of success this year, Kane says it will come down to discipline and consistent growth. We're previewing the 2019 high school football season as kickoff just days away. The High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. The Livingston Academy Wildcats and head coach Bruce Lamb are optimistic that this season will treat them much better than last year's season, at least on the injury front. Four-year starting senior quarterback Will McDonald leads a talented group of players, highlighted by preseason All-State selections, Cole Spears at offensive tackle, and Wesley Smith at wide receiver. Smith put up close to 1,000 yards receiving with 17 touchdowns last season.
Will, you know, he's been a starter since day one, since he walked out here as a freshman. And you know, he's just a super young man. We try to go by his talents and his athletic ability and just try to feed off that. And, you know, Will is the type of young man that you love to have because whether it's throwing the ball or handing the ball off, it doesn't matter to him as long as we win. You know, he's on the way of breaking a lot of records here at Livingston Academy, and you know, but that's not what matters to him. It's the wins and losses, and you know, we'll utilize him however we need to, and he knows that, just how we can win the ball game.
And speaking of trying to, however, whatever it takes to win the ball game, what do you have kind of around Will that's going to make winning games a little easier on him as opposed to maybe it was last year?
Well, the first thing you got to have is you got to have a good offensive line, and we got four seniors starting up front, and they're led by Cole Spears, who's an All-State selection preseason, and plays left tackle for us, and he protects Will really well, and he started this is his fourth year starting also, and then I also have Donnie Phillips, who plays center, he calls everything, and he makes sure everything's going correctly, and we're all doing the right blocking scheme. And if you don't have that up front, then you don't have a whole lot. And you know, those guys are great up front. Then you got two really good running backs, Nate Neely, who's a senior, who really came on towards the end of last year, and then Caleb Robinson will be backing him up. And Caleb's had a great spring and great fall camp. And then you go out to your wide receivers, and Wesley Smith, who's a preseason All-State selection, had right at 1,000 yards last year, and I think 17 touchdowns. So start going to go from him, and Aubrey Hollers and Raven Carpenter and Briar Mosley, Aiden Coffey, all those guys are doing a great job right now. So we've surrounded him pretty well.
Well, it sounds like you've got the cupboards full over there in Livingston. It's going to be hard to get all those guys a bunch of touches in the game.
Yeah, and like I said, bro, just like Will, these guys just want to win. And it doesn't matter if they touch the ball or if they block or whatever it is. They just want to win a ball game. And they'll give the credit to each other. That's all they're worried about.
Well, when you get to winning, and how are you going to win games this season? Are you going to be in shootouts with everybody, or are you looking to – is your defense rounded into form, you know, about a week away from your first game?
They've been playing well so far in our scrimmages. We got two big tackles and Nicole Spears and Austin Reeder and super linebackers with Dusty Parrish and Nathan Carwile, who do a great job. And our DBs are veterans. They've all played back there before, so. If we can keep everybody healthy, you know, we got a good shot of being pretty good this year and just like everybody does.
Bruce Lamb and the Wildcats open up their 2019 campaign against a familiar foe in the Westmoreland Eagles. Lamb says he's aware about the wing T offense and the misdirection and deception that Westmoreland will provide in the opener. Stone Memorial head coach Derek Samber replaces over 25 seniors from last year's Region 3 4A championship team. It's a group that started 7-0 and finished the year 9-2 overall. Samber says he reflected on how rewarding it was to watch his young team grow up as men and players.
That makes for an adjustment. And a lot of those kids, you know, you don't replace. They're awesome kids, and they've always got a part of our program. As far as how it's going, we've got a bunch of young kids and really and truly, it's just so fun seeing them grow up just as young men and as players. And it's been rewarding, honestly, Justin. These guys, you'll see them get better, not just from day to day or week to week, but, you know, they go through a drill one rep and they're better at it the next rep. You know, we're young, we're inexperienced, but our kids they're awesome kids. Awesome work ethic, and their sponges just soaking up everything that we throw at them.
Well, speaking of young and inexperienced a little bit, you've got what seems to be a lot of new faces and new places out there this year, and just a lot of new faces to the football program in general. So who has been standing out to you so going through preseason so far?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the faces are new to be sure. Bryant Carter is our quarterback this year. He's a sophomore. He was our JV freshman quarterback last year as a freshman, just really growing into that role and everything we ask of him. Tremendous kid, though, with a great work ethic. Really been fun developing him. Mason Hurd's a returning senior that's really dynamic. Austin Gilmer, Brian Hoover, Gabe Hamby, Cedric Little, those are all returning seniors for us that are trench guys and have really dedicated themselves to the weight room. Zach Street is a senior that is new to high school football, has the chance to be a two-way starter for us, and is really an explosive kid that works really hard. On the outside, we've got, again, brand-new receivers. Jeremy Falafua is a junior in the slot, and Quincy Hunter is a sophomore that's new to our school, new to the area. Riley Day is a junior on the outside. Never played high school football before. So all those guys are new kids, new to us, outside of those seniors that have really stepped up and have a chance to really help us this fall.
Well, I know when you were the offensive coordinator at Cookeville High School and the head coach at York that you kind of threw the ball all over the place, did some RPOs, spread some people out. So I'm not asking you to divulge any secretive information, but how's your offense going to look this year?
That is what we do. We try to have some balance, and there's a lot of different definitions of balance, but I think you've got to be able to get to every spot on the football field and make the defense defend, you know, 5-7 gaps and 5 vertical tubes in the passing game. So, yeah, you know, we'll throw the football some. It's been an adventure, I guess, with the sophomore quarterback, but, again, he's taken everything we've given him and ran with it, and has really studied up on the playbook and everything that we ask our quarterback to do. So, yeah, offensively, we've got some really good pieces. A lot of those receivers are inexperienced or new kids. Got a couple good backs, too, I think. So, hope to be balanced on the offensive side of the ball.
And defensively, you know, I like to talk defensive football. So, how is that looking? Yep. What kind of scheme are y'all running? You know, are you a 3-4, 4-3, a nickel? What are you rounding into as we're about a week away from your game?
You know, a little bit of all that, Justin. We can bounce between all those nickel, 4-3, and 3-4 looks, pretty multiple with our front. And that's probably the one place that we've got some seniors and some experience is in our defensive front. Cedric Little is an edge guy. We can kind of move him around, and he's going to get after the passer. He was the defensive end of the year in our region last year. Isaac Dunaway is a senior that didn't start last year, but will start this year. Nathan White is a senior that is playing his first year of high school football, but he'll help us on the defensive line. Gavin Scarborough is a junior that played a little bit of defensive line last year. And then in the secondary, we got some really dynamic guys that I'm excited about. Gary Burkhammer is a sophomore, but has really had a great camp and great offseason. Gage Walker is a junior, dynamic kid that's always around the football, that's a junior. And then several guys, I feel like we've got a few corners that can play for us. Braxton Singer is a senior. Caleb Lawson is a junior that's played some football for us. And Nick Coble has really made some impressive jumps at cornerback this fall camp.
Sambers making no bones about it. His goal is to bring a state championship to Crossville. Sambers says he went out and scheduled his non-conference opponents full of teams and coaches that have recently won the gold ball. First on that list, Grace Christian Academy out of Knoxville, led by multiple state champion coach Gus Bradley. Our preview of high school football 2019. This is the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, as we get you set for kickoff in days. Clay County's Jake Johnson enters his first full season as head coach for the Bulldogs. Johnson replaced former head coach Matt Bates after three games last year. Johnson's main focus last season, forming relationships with his players and learning his personnel.
That is huge. That's key to being successful at coaching on any level or any sport. It's fostering those relationships. Also, a little bit of personnel, a little bit of understanding, even though, I mean, this is like year one and a half, I guess. It almost feels like year two going in. I kind of have a little more comfortable with what I have and who I have.
So with that being said, I know you were familiar with what Coach Bates was running a little bit on offense and defense that you had coached there before, but how has the installation of your system on offense and defense gone so far this offseason and this preseason?
It's going well. I mean, like anything else, anytime there's change, it doesn't come easy if you do it the right way. However, our kids have done well. They took it in stride. But at the end of the day, you can line up in or come out in anything that you want to, just as long as you're fundamentally sound. That's something we really tried to hammer that down. It's just the little things on technique.
You had touched on personnel a little bit. So who so far has stood out to you on offense this year, going through preseason camp?
Oh, man. We've got a lot of talented athletes. They're younger guys. Don't get me wrong. We've got some great skill players that are seniors, too. We've got Jake Ashlock returning the quarterback, who played. This will be his third year as a starter. Big guy, 6'4", almost, about 230 pounds. We've got a senior, Will Ogletree, in the backfield playing tailback. Who missed, unfortunately, all last year with a preseason injury. So he's coming back a little hungry, full head of steam. White Burks, another senior. More of a wide receiver, stepped in, played some running back duty for us, went over around about 500 yards, almost 600 total offense. So we've got some returners coming in there, a lot of returning offensive linemen too. If we stay healthy, I think we'll be okay.
So on defense, though, you hit some guys on offense. Who's looking good for you so far this year on defense?
On the defensive line, okay, we've got the returner. He's off state from last year. He's a sophomore. Now he's a junior. He's matured a little bit, taught to go, playing on the defensive line. Also, we've got he just be a sophomore this year. Came and was a two two-way starter on O-line, D-line, Wade Coombs. You know, Burks, again, has really stepped his game up. Wesley Walker is another guy that's a senior. We've put him anywhere from the DL to linebacker, and he's played extremely well. Keaton Arms, freshman. We played him a lot in the linebacker spot due to necessity. A little banged up, but, I mean, he's really done well. Potentially worked into a starting job there.
Johnson and the Bulldogs opened their 2019 campaign against two teams from the state of Kentucky. Monroe County is first, a Falcons team that features a big offensive line and runs the ball well. One season ago, head coach Jimmy Maynard and the Cookeville Cavaliers replaced 23 of 25 starters. This season's number is not nearly as high, but Maynard says they are still a relatively young football team.
We replaced them with some seniors that were actually hadn't played a lot, and but now we're kind of young again. We got a lot of juniors that are starting for us, but we feel good about those guys. They just need some playing experience. And we have some seniors that have gone through our ranks and that played a little bit last year for us. But we're still a relatively young football team and kind of trying to fill our way. And you know, just I think we have some talent with this group, but we just need to, you know, we've got to gain some experience. And there's nothing, you know, there's nothing better than experience.
Absolutely. Well, one of those position players you're replacing starting quarterback from last year, Blaine Espinoza, with Stockton Owen. Those are two completely different style quarterbacks. How is that going to affect your offense this year?
Well, obviously with Stockton, you've got, and Blaine was a good runner also, but when you look at Blaine was, you know, 6'2", 220 pounds, and, you know, more of the pocket type passer. But with Stockton, he brings you know, a lot of quickness. He's got good size too. He's about 6'1", 190, so he has a nice frame and has really, really worked on his passing and has really developed in the passing game. So obviously it brings a dual threat to our football team when you've got a quarterback that has, you know, some great running skills and can also throw the football. So it really brings a good dimension to our football team, our offensive team, offensive side of the ball.
And that's something that I know from personal experience that Coach Brown has got to be thrilled to have more of a dual threat quarterback back there.
Well, you know, I think, and myself, I mean, I feel the same way. Yeah, he's excited about that and what the future holds for him. But, you know, from a defensive perspective, it always makes it more difficult when you have a quarterback that's a runner. Actually, you know, sometimes I think it's more valuable to be a runner than it is a great passer. It just makes it tough on the defense to have to account for that extra running back in the backfield.
You've talked about this season, this offseason, more aggression on offense. How's the offense looking so far?
Well, I think we've made some strides. You know, we got up front, we're starting, you know, we're starting actually four juniors and a sophomore. We were actually starting five juniors, and we had an unfortunate situation with Tripp Wallace. Tripp was a returning starter from a year ago that played center for us, started as a sophomore. Tripp fractured his foot. Broke a bone in his foot last season at the end of the season, missed a couple of games, missed the playoffs, and went through the off season, had to do surgery and pinned it, and we thought he was going to be okay and had done well, and in our first scrimmage of the season, it refractured in the same place, so he has undergone surgery and had to do a bone graft, and so we lost Tripp, but you know, we're relatively young up front, inexperienced. Like I said, we have four juniors and a sophomore starting in the offensive line, which is good and bad. It's good for the future, but it's bad that they don't have enough experience. But they have, I think, through the weeks, they have gotten better. In their last scrimmage, I felt like we made improvements, but, you know, that's a work in progress, and it always is with the offensive line.
A great old football adage is defense wins championships. So how's your defense rounding into form with a little over a week to go before your first game?
Well, we're still, you know, it's been good and bad. Still got to get some things worked out. We've got to tackle better. The last scrimmage, I felt like that, you know, we had a lot of people at the point of contact, but we didn't tackle very well. And obviously, if you're going to be a good defensive team, you've got to tackle, and we need to get, you know, we need to get a little more hungry on defense and get to the ball. But there's been days that it's been good, and it's again, it's, you know, we got a lot of different people in there playing, so it takes a little time to gel and get where we want to be. But we feel like we've got, you know, we're trying to figure out all the pieces and get people where they need to be. That's part of the process, and hopefully we're getting close to that. But, you know, we feel like that, you know, we're going to not be defensively, we're not going to be very big on defense. We're going to be smaller, but hopefully we'll have enough quickness and stuff that we can offset that the lack of size with our speed and quickness.
After going 9-3 a year ago and reaching the playoffs, the York Institute Dragons preparing to start 2019 with a new-look squad. It'll be a year of learning and growth, according to head coach Derwin Wright, as he has to replace his quarterback, running back, three offensive linemen, and two inside linebackers from last season.
Working hard, though, but got a lot of work to go. So it's hard to believe it's already on us. Mm-hmm.
So who are your top returning players from last year's team right now?
Thomas Miller, who's in the backfield. He was a second leading rusher for us and got good speed. On the offensive line, Zach Strong, he's returning. He's been a starter for 3 years. Edward Stockton, and he's Edward's offensive guard, defensive tackle. And Aaron Talent, who's a returning offensive tackle and defensive tackle. Gotcha. Also in the backfield, a guy who had a good impact for us last year as a sophomore, who'll be a junior this year, is Ben Cooper, who played fullback, middle linebacker for us.
So how many seniors are you replacing from last year's team, and kind of how hard has that been for you to replace that talent so far?
Well, we're replacing a lot of guys, a lot of seniors that were starters, the quarterback, two of our three inside linebackers, three offensive linemen, some good running back position. Cole Cooper, who was offensive, really dominant offensive player for us in the backfield, fullback, and then Landry Clefue, who was our starting quarterback and inside linebacker. So, you know, it's every year you've got to replace folks that graduate, but it seemed like last year we lost a lot of really good starters. Mm-hmm.
And last year was obviously a really good year for this team, 9-3, an appearance in the playoffs. What's the next step for this team? How do you continue to build on that as a team when you lose talent like that? How do you build on a season like that as a team?
Well, the big thing in the offseason, you got to work hard in the offseason program and, you know, just stay focused and, you know, hope if you go in the season and have some luck and reduce and have as few injuries as possible.
Wright says his main goal early in the season is for this team to build chemistry and grow as a unified team every time they step on the field. York Institute opens against Jackson County. The Monterey Wildcats finished strong again last year, winning 5 of their last 6 games to make it to the single-A playoff bracket. That's after an 0-4 start. This year's campaign presents an older, more mature team in Monterey. And a 6-game homestand midseason? Well, head coach Scott Hughes hopes a late-season rally won't be necessary to make the postseason this year.
This group is a little bit older, which doesn't you know, guarantee any more success than anything else. But this group is being a little bit older, a little bit more mature. They understand how the game's played. Last year we only returned 2 starters, and this year we feel that we're returning 7 or 8 on both sides, and got some new faces in our program that we're counting on. And just the way that they've conducted business so far has been completely different from last year. But at the end of the day, you still got to go out and you got to put a good product on the field. Very proud of last year's group and the resiliency that they showed to finish strong the way they did and to win 5 out of the last 6 ball games and things of that nature. You just hope that we can take last year's experience, the way those guys played and the amount of experience they gained last year and turn it into a little bit of success early this year.
Well, speaking of one of those older players you coming back, the way I see it, you have an absolute weapon out there in Kevin Borjas. He's 6'4", probably hovering around the 195-200 mark. How are you going to take advantage of that mismatch you'll have with him this season?
Well, Kevin's a guy that can do a whole lot of different things, and he's a guy that knows our offense in and out, and he is a versatile weapon for us. Long, athletic young man, very blessed to have Kevin with us. And Kevin's played for me his whole career, and he's actually started every game of his high school career. He started out as a defensive player only for us, and has kind of evolved into an even better offensive player as he's gotten older. He's getting some looks from some colleges, and we're excited about Kevin's future. But he's a guy that has developed a real knack for football and understands the game and has become very versatile in our offense, being able to move him around, do some different stuff with him. And he's a guy that, we feel is a deep ball threat, but he's also a guy that can catch the ball short and go the distance. He's a track guy for Cookeville in the co-op program. Multi-sport athlete, starts on the basketball team, and just a really, really high-character young man also.
Well, outside of Kevin, Coach, have you had anyone else really stand out to you this preseason, offensively, defensively, whatever, just who has stood out to you and made that you think will make an impact this coming season?
Well, we kind of start with Jordan Key. He's a returning multi-position guy. Denver Smith is an offensive defensive lineman for us. We've got some young guys in Michael Allred and Mason Bowman, Eli Saylors that are playing multiple positions for us. Sam Bilbrey's another guy that we rely on a whole lot. And then when you look at some guys that are a little bit under the radar guys, Kevin Perez and Anthony Sobranos are guys that don't get a lot of pub, even though they probably should. Renee Talon's another guy that kind of an unsung hero with his role in our program. And right now we've counting on just a tremendous amount of different guys that can do a whole lot of different things. And a lot of times their roles are unnoticed by a lot of people, except those that are in our program or when you really break down the film.
As a former standout offensive lineman at Cookeville High School and Cumberland University, Hughes is a firm believer in the old adage that football games are won up front. That play up front will be important in week one, as Monterey goes up against Sail Creek and a very talented group of offensive linemen. Crisscrossing the Upper Cumberland to get you ready for high school football season. It's here, and we're going to keep you up to date all season long on what's going on. The High School Playbook continues, presented by Mountain Barn Builders as we head to Smithville. The DeKalb County Tigers are ready to take another step after making the playoffs last season, but in not the way Steve Trapp wanted to. The head coach returns most of his talent from last season. For the first time in 2 years, the Tigers will have more juniors and seniors on the field than freshmen and sophomores.
I think we had a very good summer program this year. It's the time of year where every time you go out town, out to eat, go to Walmart or whatever it may be, the community's asking, hey, what's the football team looking? So the one way I've explained our team this year is this is the first time in 2 years that we've actually got more juniors and seniors that'll be on the field on Friday nights than we do sophomores and freshmen. So we've been a young football team the last couple of years. Those guys, these upperclassmen, they've been a part of those guys playing on the field as youngsters. So now the roster has turned over a little bit. So on paper, we like what we see, but we also understand that you don't win football games on paper.
Of course. So talking about some of that experience you're bringing back, who are some of the top players that you're looking at as far as who's going to lead this team this season?
We only had 6 or 7 seniors last year, so we've got 9 returning starters on offense. And we'll start with my left tackle. That's Isaac Croft. He's been basically a 4-year starter for us. He's always already committed to Tennessee Tech. I'm going to go up there and probably play center. But we start with him. I mean, he's just the leader of our football team. I've spoken to a lot of college coaches about him. He's just that type of player. And I told every one of them, if I had 11 of that guy, then I would never lose a football game. He's just that type of athlete as a lineman, but he's also that type of human being as well that just affects people in a great way. And I got a lot of experience. And then after him, it's our running back. He's a senior, David Bradford. He's been starting since he was a sophomore, so he's got a lot of experience back there. He was banged up quite a bit last year, missed 3 or 4 games and had to come out of a few others. So it really affected our team when he wasn't on the field last year. But he's a bigger bat, about 6'1", 220. but he can also run pretty good too. He's got to set the speed. So those two guys right there on the offensive side and as well as the defensive side, those are about the only two that'll go both ways for us. We do have some decent depth for a smaller school, but when we talk about experience and start talking about players, we always start with those two. Then quarterback Axel Aldino, he's a junior. Started last year as a sophomore, had a couple games as a freshman, but he's put on some weight, really looks the part, and really going to be a dual threat for us as well.
So how big is it for this team to be returning so much of the talent, so much of the experience from last year? How important is that as far as chemistry is concerned? How important is that to your team this year?
Well, I mean, you talk about any team on any level. When you've got returning guys and you've got experience, and really as much as we do, I mean, it's important. You know, and we've been through that before. That's kind of the process. If you look back over the history of us, you know, we'll play them young. I mean, if that's the guys that's showing up and working hard, then I don't care if you're a freshman, sophomore, whatever. If you're putting in the work and do what we ask you to do, we're going to get you on the field. It doesn't always pan out when you're younger, but a lot of times it does turn over once you get as an upperclassman. So that's kind of where we are right now. We've still got a couple of young guys that's going to come in and help us out, but it's critical. You know, as an upperclassman who's got a year or two or 3 years of experience, that expectation of knowing what needs to be done and how to do it, it should be there, and that's what we're seeing somewhat from our group right now.
What's going to be the key ingredient to this team taking the next step this upcoming year?
Definitely, and that's just hunger. You know, like I said, on paper, it looks good. I think people understand that. They see that. But you also have to go prove it. So how hungry can we be as a football team? It really, I mean, it matters, but it really don't matter if you're a junior-led team or a senior-led team with a lot of experience if you don't go out there and you approve your work. That's what we've talked to our team about a lot is, you know, Friday night should prove the work that you have put in Monday through Thursday. So we've got to be hungry each and every day and understand that there's a process of work that goes behind this. And us having more upperclassmen than underclassmen, there should be a better understanding of that work process and then just do it each and every day.
Trapp says he believes his team has the depth to make a deep postseason run this year. It's all about just how much they want to improve that will tell the tale of the DeKalb County season. The Jackson County Blue Devils replaced two senior starters from last year's team. Head coach Sean Loftus knew last season would be a tough one from a one-loss perspective. However, Loftus says he's hopeful playing so many young players a year ago will pay off over the years to come.
You know, we had a really talented freshman group, and the previous 2 years we graduated a lot of seniors that had played a lot of football for us, and you know, and last year we were kind of you know, we were a really young team, but, you know, had in mind, you know, that hopefully it would pay off and over the next couple of years.
How do you anticipate those young guys taking that next step this year?
Well, you know, we obviously had to start attacking the weight room. I mean, that was the first and foremost thing from, you know, you never want a freshman out there playing at the varsity level, unless, you know, but occasionally at our level you have to have one or two, but whenever we're playing five and six on both sides of the ball, it was a different mindset from them going from playing, you know, five and six ball games to going through a course of a 10-game season. And, you know, so we had to start in the weight room and start there and get stronger, get more physical to where they can withstand a 10-game high school season, you know, hitting kids that are older than them day in and day out. So that was the first thing that we had to change, you know, their mindset, and then and just try to get them on, you know, get them on film and practice, get them doing what, you know, we feel like that they put them in spots where we feel like that we can kind of help them be successful.
Speaking of your weight room, you've got a brand new, nice, big facility there. How has that weight room impacted the development of your program?
Oh, Coach, it's been fantastic, you know, just from a mindset standpoint, from something that these kids can be proud of. You know, we've had numerous coaches come in and from the college level to the high school level and just praise give us nothing but praises about our facility and what a great job that our administration has done with this. And from the kids' standpoint, they have something that they can be proud of, and now we're able to do anything that we really want to from a weight room standpoint, to get stronger, to agilities, to you name it, we've got it. And we're able, and we have the room in order to put everybody in here at one time and get everybody basically the best workout that we possibly can each and every day.
Sean Loftus and the Blue Devils open the season against York Institute. A former high school state champion at Columbia Central High School, now Eric Ballou is the first-year head coach at Cumberland County.
You know, I kind of would like to say multiple. I mean, we're not going to try and hide anything. We're 20 personnel. We don't use a tight end. We have a sniffer. It's very similar to what Auburn and Clemson does. Not so much Clemson now with Trevor Lawrence at quarterback, but we like to stay in 20 personnel. We got some backs. We got a really intelligent and athletic quarterback who's a senior, Trevor Parsons. He does some great things for us. But we're kind of in that 20 personnel spread mindset when it comes to our look. But our blocking scheme is pretty traditional wing T stuff. Not that we're going to run buck sweep or anything like that, but we've got our blocking rules and everything are very traditional. We're a gap scheme. We want to be able to run in between the tackles and start to get our momentum going. We've got some kids that we can get the ball out in space, but we want to establish the game between the tackles for sure. So that's kind of our identity that we want to find.
Well, go ahead and touch on a couple of those kids that you just mentioned that you would like to get the ball out in space, get the ball in their hands.
Well, I think, just to start, like I mentioned, Trevor Parsons, he's a, he ran track this offseason to kind of get his speed up. So he's a three-sport athlete, football, basketball, and track. The kid made a 33 on his ACT. That's just the type of kid he is. You don't realize you're coaching a kid that's 17 years old when he's out there. But he's got some great speed, so we like to do a lot of misdirection, read stuff with him. We're excited about the way Brandon Dalton, our running back 34, has come along. He has absolutely busted it in the weight room. He's the type of kid who, what he did from January all the way through July, he deserves to get touches and carries. So we're going to try and put him in good positions. We also have two receivers, Ronald Martin, who's a senior, who's kind of our shifty guy. But then we have Trevin McGee, who's a sophomore, who, in my opinion, I think scouts should look out for in the future. I mean, he's got ball skills that you can't teach. It's kind of a rarity. We're excited to be able to get him in our passing game. And we put both those guys on the same side to kind of create some mismatches.
What are you guys running on defense? What kind of schemes are y'all getting into?
Well, we're a 4-4. We like to have our even front. But if we see some teams that want to over-personnel or, getting 31 like wing T, we'll drop down to five guys. What we're going to do, we kind of want to have the same mentality on defense. We want to establish a line of scrimmage on offense and as well do the same thing on defense. We want people to, force that, get the ball to the perimeter. Up front, the defensive line is our deepest position of all positions we have on a team. So, we're really excited about what they bring and the depth we have at D-line. We've got some skill guys, too, that want to be able to, kind of put them in some matchups where they can go make some plays and force some turnovers.
Ballou says he has spent a lot of time this offseason working on the Region 3 4A schedule that Cumberland County will face. Up first for the Jets, Scott County. And there you have it, a preview of the 2019 high school football season across the Upper Cumberland. Pads are hitting, the sweat is rolling, and soon the ball will be in the air to kick off the season. We look forward to covering it for you. Thanks to Justin Matheny and Rusty Ellis for their work on our high school preview. See you next week for the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders.